The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR1460.com. It is 7:06 in the morning, November the 21st. It's Friday. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to Savannah and to Linda. But hi, Savannah.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You know, you're so laid back. I mean, it's like people are going, I want whatever she's drinking.
She's
for
just
breakfast.
Happy. She's happy, but, and she's even all the time.
You are. You know what?
She's even.
No coffee.
You are absolutely stable across the way. There's no changes in Savannah.
You mean you don't drink coffee?
I don't like the taste.
Oh, well, you know what? Maybe that's, you know, like, I don't know. People come out of the chute, you know, on fire when they're kind of caffed up, so... Anyway, good morning. 49 degrees outside right now in the downtown studios. We have 80% chance of rain today, folks. I know I broke my umbrella yesterday. You know, it's one of those kinds that
I broke the
polka dot one. I don't even know how I did it, but it's because, you know, I probably haven't used an umbrella in a while, but you know, the bottom you click on the bottom, you know, it's got those buttons and it pops open. I think I probably tried to manually do something where I jammed it. Anyway, you can fix it for me. It's 7:07 in the morning and we're going to have temperatures around 53. And again tonight, rain, rain, rain. We love it. Let's fill our lake. Thank you.
Thank you. Snow too.
47 is our low tonight. Now here's the forecast for the weekend. Showers tomorrow, slight chance of showers Saturday night and Sunday, mostly sunny with temperatures around 58 degrees, partly cloudy Sunday night with temperatures plummeting to around 41. I don't know if that's so much of a plummet. Plummet might not be the right word. Our lows will be. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, are locally owned and operated. I want you to think about that as you go out during your holiday shopping and you start thinking about it. Is it locally owned? Is this where I'm spending my money? Is it going to go to our local, you know, the taxes stay locally, or a portion of them at least. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793 for all of your gas and propane needs.
There you go. And you know what? I'm looking out today. I was out, and Elk Killer is out romping through the yard and all this. And I'm out there in a robe in my slippies. And I'm thinking,
because you're in California.
It's not too bad. And then I came back in and started watching the story of what's happening in Buffalo, New York, where they've got 7 feet of snow already and 2 feet more coming. They've had to move people out of the rest homes there and an assisted care home because the beams are buckling. They've had 12 people killed or have died because of this storm either, and none from houses collapsing, though houses have collapsed. Think about that. 7 feet of snow. It's so bad is that the Buffalo Bills football game has to be moved to Detroit because the snow is too high. And this one man was stuck in his office for 4 days. And I couldn't help but think, who'd you call? You know, I mean, he said there's a number to call, but no, you know, I couldn't get through on it. And I'm thinking, is that the only number he had? I mean, why don't you just call 911? Or why don't you call the operator? Why don't you call somebody that you know that lives someplace and says, hey, I'm stuck in my office. The snow is there. I can't get the door open.
And I mean, they're calling it. Sorry about that. Let me try. No, they're calling it Snowvember. It said there's now what they're worried about is that the temperature is going to be 60 degrees, and they're worried about flooding.
Yeah, now it's going to go up, and they're going to have water.
That's rapidly increased for a wide portion of western New York, including especially streams and creeks throughout the Buffalo metropolitan area. Rain is also expected to add to the danger of rising water as temperatures begin to climb into the 40s on Saturday and near 50.
Well, think about this.
And about 60 on Monday.
Well, think about this. They've already got 7 feet of snow. So you say you've got so many feet of snow on your roof. Now it rains, which then makes it even heavier. And then, you know, so then you have more roofs collapsing. And then you've got the snow that's on trees and all these things that are crashing down and taking out electricity. And then it gets up to 60. Where's all the water going? It's you know what? You don't want to live in Buffalo right now.
No, so our prayers go out to the Buffalo residents. And again, we're just kind of letting you know. I mean, here's the severe weather. We have a lot of headlines to cover today
here on
Friday as we get ready. It's the week before Thanksgiving. And gosh, we have lots I'll tell you what, there's a lot happening.
We really have, though.
We've had a big, actually in the news too, is that a rise in the stock market. Remember how it kind of plummeted? Well, there's a bunch of activity going on that we're going to talk to in a minute. But let's talk.
If it's Friday,
it's very hard to concentrate when you have a little
puppy.
furry cutie in Spencer. Coming out of the pocket, the zipper of Spencer's jacket.
Spencer looks like a kangaroo mommy because right? There's a puppy sticking her head out of his head. What is it, his or her?
It's a her.
Her name is Ginger.
Ginger has her head out and is looking around. And is this adorable little puppy?
Yes, she is. So this morning I brought with me Ginger. She is about a two-month-old Chihuahua pug mix. Cute as can be. She's, you know, a little puppy, so they do whine a little bit. She was whining a little bit this morning, so put her inside my jacket, and she quit. And then I realized I had a special little pocket here. And
For Chihuahua pug mixes.
Just for Chihuahuas.
Yeah.
And so she fit right in there, and so she's just been hanging out in my pocket all morning.
What do you call her? She's not a Chihuahua.
She's a Pugwawa.
A Pugwawa. Do you want one, Savannah?
It's pretty cute. I don't know if I want a Pugwawa.
A Pugwawa.
A Pugwawa. Well, she's ready to go, isn't she? She's ready to go to a harm. This is I think this dog is going to be one of those, those cute little cuddly things that is a neck warmer.
Yes.
And for the rest of your life.
She's definitely.
For the rest of its life.
She's definitely a little snuggler. You talk to her and she just like nuzzles up to you.
Mm-hmm.
She's obviously rated for a home with kids of all ages, does well with all other animals. And, you know, she would love nothing more than to have a nice forever home, you know, by the holidays.
Yeah. You know what? This is here's a nice little puppy. Her eyes are closed. She's happy. She's just happy being in there. You know, that this is, like all of us, we like, you know, being cuddled like that.
And being sheltered and
sheltered and
loved.
Taken care of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's, you know.
And now's the time, you know, when you think about it, if you've really been contemplating whether you're going to rescue, I think it's so important to do it now because, you know, the dog will have a few days to acclimate to the house rather than having a horde of people come in. You know what I'm talking about, Thanksgiving. But she's ready to go today. It's not you have to wait.
She's not ready to go today. She could go on Monday.
You always bring dogs that are ready. That's why I just assume. But okay.
Why Monday?
Because she's not spayed yet.
Okay.
Today is actually her first day that she's even legally available for adoption.
Oh.
And I was walking through the kennels this morning, and I had another idea in mind of who I was going to bring. And I was actually going to grab him, and I walked by her kennel, and she was just sitting there. I was like, oh. No, I got to bring her.
By herself.
Oh, is
she by herself?
It's a personal choice.
No, she's, you know, actually right now we've probably got close to 20 puppies at the shelter
right
now.
Oh, my goodness.
Are they all hanging out together?
No, she's in with two other puppies.
Oh, okay.
And they're having a little play date. But she was just too cute, so I had to grab her. Even though she's not ready to go today, mm-hmm. You could adopt her today, make her yours today, and pick her up Monday afternoon.
All right.
There you go.
Even though they always come in with a name. Still early enough that you can change the name from Ginger to whatever. Maybe you want to keep calling her Ginger.
Why would you want to call her whatever?
I don't know.
Whatever.
How about somebody who used to call their dog Damn It?
Sounds like
I had a girlfriend who had their dog and said Damn It, and then she had Damn It on her license plate and everything. She said, "Come here, Damn It," and it was his Damn It.
My sister had a cat that she named Bad Dog.
Okay. Oh, it's all right.
So unique name.
Bad dog. Okay. Come here, bad dog.
I'm going to buy a bar. I'm going to call it The Office. Hey, where are you going? The Office. I'm going to go to The Office today. I'm still at The Office.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
how do you get a hold of you guys?
Check it out.
You could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
Okay. And then go online.
To havenhumane.org.
And you're open, what time do you open today?
We open at 11 o'clock to view the animals. And speaking of the hours, starting immediately on Tuesdays, we'll now be open until 6 p.m.
Oh, good. So people can come after work.
Yes.
Have the family meet there. And you do these things at Haven Humane, too, where you can take the dog out. You can see how the dog interacts. You can bring another pet and figure how they interact, right?
Absolutely.
That's an important thing. I think I've heard people have made decisions from that because they bring their pet and say, how do they get along? Rather than just bringing a pet home and, you know, boom, there they are. It's important to see how they interact.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Thanks, Spencer.
Thank you, Spencer.
Thank you for having us.
Let's have another one. Let's have another one adopted. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Can our northern counties afford to lose over 50 jobs? It doesn't make sense. Does it make sense to drive to Sacramento and back 322 miles round trip for a bottle of milk? Of course not. It doesn't make sense. What this means to you, up to 7 days turnaround time on your mail, checks and bill payments will be delayed, seniors and veterans medications will be delayed, families forced to leave the area because schools declining enrollment, fewer people means retailers affected by loss of revenue. It doesn't make sense. What you can do, check your local area weekly newspaper and the Record Searchlight Thursday date section to sign the petition to save our local mail processing. Deadline is December 1st for names to be submitted. Just say no to the closure of local mail processing. It's the People's Post Office. Let's save it. Your name counts. You will make a difference. We need your help now. Paid for by the American Postal Workers Union. Call 223-7552 for more information. That's 223-7552.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Proof that kindness is the best medicine. The 2013-2014 Consumer Choice Award. If you're looking for a hospital with a proven track record for community preference, you don't have to look far. Mercy Medical Center Reading has received National Research Corporation's Consumer Choice Award for 7 consecutive years. Because providing health care with kindness means everyone wins. Learn more at reading.mercy.org. Hello, human kindness.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Wow, welcome back to KCNR 1460. And it's Friday, 7:18 in the morning. And I know, Carl, you're ready for your rant. Let's go.
49 degrees. No, not yet. Not ready. I'm just kind of talking.
I'm telling you what's happening in the headlines.
Thinking about when I got up this morning, though, that, I really like it is when my head hits the bed and I go to sleep. And then I sleep all through the night. except for the time when you get up and wander around the room. But
you don't like it when I hit your head in the bed.
And then hit my head in the bed or something like that. But, you know, I sleep really great, and it's because I'm in my sleep number bed with my sleep number setting of 45.
I let Carl use the controls. So last night, you know, I think it shows
like a remote.
It shows his love for me that he knows I'm set at 45. So he puts mine on, and then I feel the bed go goes down into my, because you don't have to set it when you leave. So my sleep number setting is 45. And I did not wake up from the time I fell asleep at 10 till 5 o'clock this morning. Did not wake up. That was good.
That's cool. Anyway, with all this stuff going on during the holidays, with parties and shopping and traveling and all this, you need a good night's sleep. And the way you get that is with a sleep number bed. And head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian and Janice. And because right then they can tell you about the new Sleep IQ technology also that will send you little messages and tell you, you know, say this can help you with your sleeping. It can even help with snoring. The new Sleep IQ technology from Sleep Number. But the only way you're going to find out about it is to head down to the Sleep Number store, again, in the Target Shopping Center. And think about this. How much is a good night's sleep worth? For the rest of the year, think about this. Made in America, guaranteed, number one mattress rated by Consumer Reports. That's right. All of those things with Sleep Number. Head on down. Okay. Savannah, it is now time to play it.
Essentially, I would be ignoring the law
in a
way that I think would be very difficult to defend legally. So that's not an option. And I get a little worried that advocates of immigration reform start losing heart and immediately thinking, somehow there's an out here. If Congress doesn't act, We'll just have the president sign something and that'll take care of it. We won't have to worry about it. What I've said is that there's a path to get this done, and that's through Congress. And right now, everybody should be focused on making sure that
all right.
Bill
so, he's not going to do it. It's illegal. It's hard to defend. And this was the president last night saying, of course, is that he signed an executive order that turns 5 million people legal in the country. And not only that, there's his reasoning behind it. And you need to, when you go to fact check, then you got to kind of find out. When he says it does not grant citizenship or the right to stay here permanently or the other same benefits that citizens receive. Only Congress can do that. All we're saying is we're not going to deport you. He's saying and doing much more than that, though. The changes also make those covered eligible for work permits, allowing them to be employed in a country legally and compete with citizens and legal residents for better paying jobs. Although this summer there was a brief spike in unaccompanied children being apprehended on our border, those are the ones, thousands that came across, the number of such children is now actually lower. The number certainly surged this year, but it was more than a brief spike. The number of unaccompanied children apprehended at the border has been on the rise since the 2011 budget year. That year, about 18,000 children were found crossing the border alone. In 2012, it was more than 24,000. 38,000, almost 39,000 in 2013. Obama says overall the number of people trying to cross our border legally is at the lowest level since the 1970s. Those are the facts. Well, if the facts are, in the 2014 budget year, the Border Patrol made 486,000 arrests on the border. Among the fewest since the early 70s, but the border arrests have been on the rise since 2011. It's not due to the Obama administration. It was due to the deep economic recession. He said, when I took office, I committed to facing a broken immigration system. I began by doing what I could to secure our borders. Now, what he did, he promised as a candidate for president in 2008 to have an immigration bill during his first year of office, which he didn't do. So, the problem with this whole thing is this, is that he unilaterally did something that may be against the Constitution. He is doubling down on his actions here. Clearly, it's against the fabric of this country because we're also talking Social Security numbers, work visas, all these things on this. And they're making it, for older people. People came in 2010. Come on. It's not people that have children that were born here, 12 years ago, which is where everybody pictures. Oh, hey, they're in high school. You went and throw them out with their parents. No, we're talking about people now. You know what? The American people repudiated Obama's past decisions in the November election. They said, we don't agree with you. The country's going in the wrong direction. That's why they swept the Democrats out of Congress. He is acting, in my opinion, like a spoiled child who's been told no. And so now he's doubling down. He's acting out. And this is what he's going to do. Instead of just taking a month, if he had waited, say, 60 days for the new Congress to be there, they say, I'm going to work with the Congress. This is what I think should be done. Let's work together on this. And then if it didn't happen, my gosh, at that point, fine, you want to do an executive order. But to do it now flies in the face of the American people who voted against his policies. Let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. RU held an open house last night.
Okay.
Let's hear about it.
Yeah, well, now, the strategic plan was not available for review. What was available for review were a bunch of brochures with bullet points.
Okay.
And there's nothing particular wrong with any of the bullet points. It's just that in October, when the strategic plan was supposedly agendized for the commission's consideration, what we got instead was a PowerPoint slideshow. And when I asked, when I got up to the podium and asked, this is a very nice PowerPoint presentation. What happened to the strategic plan? And they said, we're going to have it ready by November. Fast forward. Here's November, and no plan, but a bunch of bullet points, which are pretty much the same bullet points that were in the slideshow last month.
Are they raising the electric prices? Hello?
Now, that information is not in specifically in any of the bullet points.
Be interesting to find out if they're going to raise REU rates.
Well, you know,
one of the things I just read was that because the oil prices are going down dramatically, that this is having a huge impact on the fact that people are going to be driving more, and the power companies, the electric companies, are in trouble. What they're saying is that some of them, because of the price of oil has gone down and they can't raise prices, that it could lead into mergers and such because of the cost of oil being so low right now. Isn't that weird? And then you see people getting electric prices raised.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's why I asked.
Well, you can thank our illustrious former governor for part of that AB 32.
Yeah. Well.
But getting back to the strategic plan, one of the things that I've been following this on since like April or March was I wanted to try and make sure that smart meters were not there, and the plan, well, it's not been unveiled yet, and when it's
so you think smart meters are on the way?
Well, you kind of get two different messages. It's like, oh, yeah, they're wonderful, but we're hearing from people who have problems, and we don't think we're going to be able to do it. But, oh, we think they're wonderful. And so it's kind of like
are you teasing me?
It's kind of like looking at the weather rock day by day to see if it's wet or dry.
Oh, yeah, but we can tell by the weather rock. I mean, it's 100% certain. It's either wet or it's dry. Anyway,
but it's not the same year round.
So, how many people were there last night, Charles?
There were a few, not as many as expected.
20,
but I got there like
30, 50.
Well, most of the people were staff.
Well, so what? 20?
30?
5?
Less than between 6 and 15, depending on the exact minute. Because, I mean, the way it worked was, you had different tables with different brochures, and people would go through and talk and and
they didn't have millions. They didn't have millions.
Get the brochure and then go on to the next station.
Yeah. Hey, Charles, we got to run.
I mean, the delaying of the unveiling. I hope this is not another instance of we got to pass it before we know what's in it.
Well, you know what? We'll have Barry Tippin on here in before, and we'll find out.
I hope it's not one of those situations where, there was no email address for lodging comments. The only comment space is a little tiny space that's not even the size of an envelope.
Oh. Okay.
So that's not good.
Hey, we got to run. 7:30.
All right.
Thanks, Charles. Hey, coming up after this break, we've got the director and some of the actors and for Cascade Christmas.
And after that, we're going to be talking Bill Cosby. You know, everybody's favorite doctor and UC.
Comedian.
The University of California Regents. What they just did and has got the students and parents and many people enraged and Governor Brown upset. All of this when we get back right after the news. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
It's time to sign up for the annual Turkey Trot, Redding's longest-standing family tradition on Thanksgiving morning. It's easy to register. Just trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet, or Shasta Family YMCA to register in person. Or visit www.shastaregional.com to register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the little gobblers 8 years and under. The 2 mile walk fun run for the entire family. And for the more serious runner, the timed 6 mile race. Start your Thanksgiving with a brisk trot, walk or run. The annual Turkey Trot is just around the corner, so register your family today online at www.shastaregional.com or register in person at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet or Shasta Family YMCA. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com. Start your Thanksgiving with a brisk trot, walk, or run.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Savannah is as red as the red in the flag. Meatloaf, Paradise by the Dashboard Light. What can I say? I love that song. Well, I love all of Meatloaf. That his album "Bat Out of Hell" has gone with me to Desert Shield, Desert Storm in Somalia, Bosnia, in Iraq a couple of times. You know what? You just when good music is good music, no matter where it is in the world. Congo.
So were you jumping out of planes when you went bad when you did "Bat Out of Hell"?
Yeah, that was me screaming all the way down. Okay, hey, it's 7:34 in the morning, 49 degrees out there today. It's going to be raining. The weather rock right now is damp, but not totally wet. It's coming in later. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. It's 49 degrees out there today. Maybe you should go out there and get that coffee. They have it all. They have espresso, latte, you name it, they have it. And at, you know, very, very, very good prices. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Thanks to Joe and Shelley and all the great things they do to our for our city right here. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
All right. We're waiting. This is the moment. Okay, so we're going to be sharing. We got a bunch of cast members and the director, Jana Laird. Good morning.
Good morning.
Of the Cascade Christmas. Yes, we're so excited for the new production. A brand new unveiling of another wonderful production. We don't really know what we're in for, but we're very excited. And with us in the house as well is our new Mrs. Claus, Liz Stockton. Stockson.
Stockson.
Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
And Jen Marty, who is, she's been here singing in her head, and I love it, but you can hear a little, you know, you're working out parts all the time. So,
right, all the time.
She is going to be a cast member as well as her fifth year in a Cascade Christmas and a company member. Mm-hmm. That's Jen Marty. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Okay, so. Let's start off with you, Jana. I mean, you know, when you go to start, well, last night we had on the writer as well as the choreographer, and you start thinking about what it is to bring in a new flavor, do something different. When do you start in the process? Are you already thinking about what's going to happen in 2015?
Yes. Oh, yeah, we never stop thinking. We're always creating, always. Actually, the way that this show is developed, it's not one brain. There's about 20 involved. And we literally all get together and we sit down and we eat and we just brainstorm about fun ideas. Wouldn't it be fun to do this and this and this? And then after about an hour, we all come up with some sort of plot. And then Jessica, our writer, who was here yesterday, we sit down and we start just kind of storyboarding a little bit. And then within a week, we usually have a story. So she writes the dialogue, and then I select the music with a couple other people. And then from there, the costumes are developed. And from there, the scenes are developed. And it's completely original. You're not going to find the
show. Does it start with the storyline, or does it really start with the song? When you start thinking right now in July, I always say Christmas in July, but when you start going into selecting, I've got to do this song next year, does it start with the song?
It's a little bit of both, actually. Sometimes we say, wouldn't it be fun to do a flapper number this year? And then we find a song, and then somehow we find a way to work it in. This year, we're kind of touching different eras. We have a 20s number. We have a Victorian number. We have, what else? We have a little bit of a bluesy, jazz. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we really kind of touch all different genres this year. We really wanted to bring in a lot of variety this year. That was our goal.
So opening night.
Opening night, Black Friday.
Woo! Black Friday. It is a tradition. People do their turkey. Family is in town, and it's what a great way to kick off the Christmas spirit than going to the Cascade Christmas. Jana, this is kind of your brainchild, or it is your brainchild. So how many years are we now into it?
This is our fifth year, actually, for Cascade Christmas. But this is its 10th year in production.
Okay, so let's talk with Jen. Fifth year, you're a company member. What does that mean when we say company member?
Company member depends on the number of years you've participated in the Cascade Christmas and also taking on some new leadership roles. Like, for example, this year I'm the company manager, so I kind of manage our company members and assist them and guide them in anything that they need.
So what parts have you played for the last 5 years?
So the last 5 years, I've been basically a singer dancer. So it just depends on the songs that we do. Sometimes I have speaking roles, but most of the time it's singing with a little bit of dancing.
And what do you do when you're not doing this?
I teach at Sequoia, so I'm a teacher. So that's another full-time job right there.
I was going to say, that kind of keeps you busy. We like Sequoia. Yeah, no, we do. Sequoia is a very user-friendly school over there and for people. Well, you know, that I find that really – you know what I find really cool is that people that spend so much time of their own time doing this. I mean, you're not really remunerated for it. You're not paid for it. I mean, you're just doing it because you love it.
Yeah.
And you know, were you always in like when you were like 5 years old, were you dancing?
Yeah,
you know?
Singing and dancing from about 3 years old. Went to Enterprise, and actually Mrs. Claus and I were in Enterprise Starship together, so we get to
share the stage again.
You're
a ready person in your whole life.
Yep, we went to high school together, so... Yep.
Wow. And then, and so you went off to school?
Mm-hmm. Went to San Francisco State and then back here to Simpson for my teaching credential.
Cool.
Yep.
So we're having Simpson on right after you all here at 8 o'clock. Yeah.
All right. So let's go to our Mrs. Claus. I'm really excited to meet you, Liz Stockson. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us a history on, you know, we're going to see Mrs. Claus on stage, but who is the actress and the artist behind Mrs. Claus?
Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have two little girls that are 1 and 3, and I've lived in Reading for a long time. As Jen mentioned, I used to go to Enterprise. I was heavily involved in music there, and I was also very involved at Shasta College. I've done a lot of, you know, music groups out there and had the opportunity to do that for a long time, and I'm just an average lady.
Well, you know what's beautiful about what happens with Cascade Christmas is that there's so many, I think probably generations that have grown up here, coming back. It's a way to get planted back into the Reading feeling. It's wonderful. No matter, you know, I mean, when you have a wonderful production that celebrates the spirit of Christmas and honoring family and love and memories, that's what Christmas time should be. And I think that this show has established that exact feeling. It's like hanging the fabulous ornament on the Christmas tree that's the family memory that you cherish. You wrap it up until the next year and you pull it out and you just like want to see it in the firelight. And that's what happens when we go to the Cascade Christmas. It's a yummy feeling. It has nothing but conjures up wonderful memories. So, Jana, I just, you know, what else can you tell us?
Well, I would like to emphasize that this show is completely different. We get that question every year. Is it the same show? No, it's not. It's completely different. And we really strive to make it original every season. So we are still going to be having the Pictures with Santa after every 2 p.m. show, which has really been a fun experience to help kind of enhance the whole theater experience a little bit more. So after every 2 p.m. show, anyone can come up on stage and visit with Santa and Mrs. Claus and bring your camera, and you'll get a little surprise from them afterwards. So, it is something for the whole family. I mean, there really is something. It's not just for children. It's not just for adults. It's a really nice blend for everybody.
Well, I can tell you is that Linda cannot get me to most places. I mean, I just won't go for a variety of reasons. I just don't do it. Cascade Christmas, though. She got me to that last year, first time. And now I'm the one that says, let's go. you know what? I look at it, and you've got so many moving parts to it, which I love because I probably have ADD. But the thing is everybody who's got a part are in their part the whole time. Mm-hmm. You know, I look because a lot of times you'll see, you know, and I shouldn't say amateur because it's not amateur really, but it's, you know, local productions, and there's, you know, somebody's looking around the room or something like that, scratching their nose. Everybody in the cast is like, they are in it. I mean, they are totally in it. Little kids, everybody, they're all playing their parts. I mean, it's so well directed, and it's, I mean, anyway, Cascade Christmas, for all you guys out there thinking, oh, well, Cascade Christmas. No, it's a good time.
Well, I just want to add to that, Jana and Liz and Jen. I took my parents last year, and it was the day after Thanksgiving. And my dad was a child actor and was under contract at MGM during the days of, you know, Liz Taylor and Judy Garland and all that. So it takes a lot to impress my dad. He's just a hard kind of like... He was just like a child. I want to cry when I think about this because my dad's 83, my mom's 81, And they can't wait to go again this year because it doesn't matter how old you are, where you've been in your life. It's really nice to have to go into an environment, be taken back into your childhood or a memory that's a happy memory for Christmas. So I understand it's going to be different this year. We want to share with our listeners that it is a complete different rhythm of last year.
Right? Yep.
And we have tickets to give away.
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
So the We have the first person to call, 605-4567, gets two tickets. And we're going to give away more tickets later on. But the first person to call, 605-4567, gets two tickets. And again, it's going to be starting next week.
Next Friday with the 2 p.m.
Black
show.
Black Friday, 2 p.m. show. And you can get tickets via the
Cascade Theater box office by calling 243-8877 or visiting them online at cascadetheater.org.
Okay.
So it is a Cascade Christmas, and again, last night the phones rang off the hook. Okay, I got to tell you right now, we had four or five calls come right. Oh, this is what's going to happen really now. Really, so first caller in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll give away another set because we want you guys to know what you're going to be doing. I think that these tickets are good for any performance, right? You just have to go redeem your ticket. So we'll get your name and get you into Will Call. Please come back and talk about Peter Pan. Talk about all the other upcoming. You've got Peter Pan, and you have another. Is it
Mary Poppins?
Mary Poppins. Oh, I love that. Saving Mr. Banks.
I know.
Was something that just totally brought me into the whole Mary Poppins. But anyway, this is all about Cascade Christmas, and we so appreciate the cast members, Liz and Jen, coming in. Break a leg. Have a great show.
Thank you.
And Jana, keep up the great creative work.
Thank you.
Thanks for all that you guys do. All right, we have a winner. We have two winners.
And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. It amazes me that most patients are not aware that peripheral neuropathy can be a fatal disease. Untreated peripheral neuropathy can lead to amputation of the fingers, the toes, and eventually death. At North State Nerve and Spine Institute, we've been using a new technology from Europe and have seen some amazing recoveries. If you're suffering with tingling, pain, or numbness in your fingers or toes, or you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point evaluation to determine if you're a candidate for this new revolutionary treatment. Call us today at 530-302-3555. That number again is 530-302-3555. I'm Dr. Ed, and we are North State Nerve and Spine Institute.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Oh, Carl's so funny. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Okay, congratulations, Jen.
Jim.
And congratulations to Roberta.
Perfect.
Okay, so come by the station. I'll have them at the front desk. And then what you do, and I'm sure you heard this from Savannah, is you take it to the Cascade ticket box office, and then they'll give you what night do you want to go, and they'll give you your seats of what night you want to go.
Okay.
So I know we're going to go to, because we're corporate sponsors, we're going I don't have to go to dress rehearsal. It's kind of like the night before. We've always gone the night after Thanksgiving. We're going the night before Thanksgiving. So my parents are coming up. We're going to go see, you know, on Wednesday night next week. So Jan is always so calm. She's just so calm, you know. She gets this stuff going, and she's just, you know, great. What do you have there over there, sir?
Well, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms on Larkspur. And John Bastiani and his crew over there have got a full selection of not only guns but ammo. And he's having a big sale on Sig Sauer pistols, which are really fine pistols. Yeah, you can
Sig Hauer?
Sig Sauer. And you have one of those.
I thought it was always Sig Hauer.
No.
It's Sig
Sauer.
Oh, my God. Oh, Sig Sauer.
Right. Located on 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. Give them a call at 222-8222. Not only is this big sale going on right now, but it's getting close to Christmas. You know, it's one of the last chances you're going to have to go out there and get that before any new laws start in January. And by the way, I just want to talk, too, about the Ted Leidy and his class for that supporting Turtle Bay Liberty on the Border, where he is teaching a class. We were holding it to 20 people, and the class is full, by the way. So thank everybody. And if you didn't get into this class, we'll get you into a different class. But this one, all the money is going directly to support the Civil War exhibit of Liberty on the Border. So that's really cool. Thank you very much out there. And what a cross-section of Reading, too. I wish I could tell you who it is, but we don't tell people who have getting their concealed carry licenses.
Yes,
let me tell you, this group of people, I don't know if we've gotten them all in the same room in a long time, but they're going to be in this room now. And then I'm thinking, gosh, now we're going to arm them at the same time. No, I'm just kidding. It's not that. Hey, okay, let's talk about University of California Regents and what they did. They voted 14-7 to raise the tuition of the University of California system 25% over the next 5 years. Yeah, that's right. 5% a year for the next 5 years. Governor Brown is against this. You can't imagine how upset students, parents, and the loyal opposition is on this. And they said, well, you know what? Hey, the state's not giving us money, so we got to get it from someplace. And then you need to take a look at the salary schedules of the professors and the administrators in the UC system too. I mean, if the students are paying 25% more, are they getting 25% more? Are they getting better classes? Are they able to graduate in 4 years like you used to be able to? We're going to have Simpson University on here in a little bit. At 8 o'clock, and one of the things we're talking about is the new programs they've got here allows people to graduate in that 4 years and maybe even earlier. We've got Dr. Glee Brooks, Dean of the School of Education, and Dr. Richard Harris, Associate Dean, and the Assistant Director of Graduate Studies. All of them here. We're going to talk about that and getting into the classes. But one of the things about the UC is they've just raised the prices again. And Janet Neapolitano is doing to the UC system what she did to Transportation Security Administration, I think, is that she's cramping everybody. But I guess as long as she gets her sum, that it's okay. 25% more, 5 years, 25% more.
Okay.
How many people is that going to push out of college?
I'm not really sure, but I have to tell you right now, before we go into the 8 o'clock hour, I know that there are still people on the end of their seats that want to talk about the immigration.
Okay.
So they want to hear what you think. Now, Sheriff Joe, we all know him, has frequently butted heads with the federal government over the treatment of undocumented immigrants in Arizona, said Thursday that he was suing President Obama over Obama's recently unveiled immigration reform order.
Well, there's going to be other people because listening to Boehner, Boehner says that, you know, there's, you know, that people have talked about suing about it. They've talked, you know, the impeachment clause is, I think, is pretty much off the desk. That's what Obama wants. You hear different things as, hey, let them do it. And then when people start losing their jobs to all these new people, and including Hispanic and blacks, the black community, the African American community is just getting hammered out there. So getting 5 million more people out there looking for jobs, I mean, the whole thing smacks of, again, a despot, a man who is an imperial presidency. Oh, but yeah, but, you know, Bush made more. Yeah, but did Bush make sweeping changes like this? No. Did anybody? Has anybody made a sweeping change instead of waiting till the new Congress comes in? It's only another 30 days for 40 days before the new Congress is in. Why not give it a chance? But he's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. He has completely missed the whole idea of what happened in the elections on November 2nd in the sense that the people said we're going a new, we need a new direction. I don't know. What do you think about it? What do you think about the idea of allowing, of giving amnesty to 5 million people? And which he says it isn't, but of course it is. And the idea that, that social security numbers and work visas and all these things are provided. Now, the president also said, well, they're gonna, we're gonna run background checks on them. We're gonna do all these. But you know what? Do you believe that? We go back into trusting government. You know, this is a man who gave us Obamacare and told us that if you like your health care insurance, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, which was all lies. And now we're finding out from this guy Grutter that it was written specifically to cloud the whole issue because taxpayers wouldn't go for it. And now there's just more and more stuff this man is saying, who, by the way, was paid a huge sum of money over the years to be part of this thing. You know, there's, oh no, he wasn't on the main group there. Well, of course he was. He was in the White House several times on this. But the bottom line is that Obama is asking us to trust him again, that this is what the government's going to do, when we know that's not true. We know he doesn't care. The only thing that's going to be on the wall of the Obama Library in Hawaii is Obamacare, and it's going to be parts of it. Every year they're going to put knock another spot off of it, Obamacare, until you get a system that works and it so people can get health care without it costing an arm and a leg, which is what Obamacare is doing to a lot of people. So right now, what else has he done? What else has President Obama managed to do to accomplish in 6 years? Well, let's talk about it. People have lost faith, not that they were crazy about the IRS to begin with, but they've lost faith in the IRS because the IRS is now used as a hit squad for the Democrats to go after conservative groups. How about, how about the Department of Justice and the Homeland Security when we're talking about running guns across the border, thousands of guns? And by the way, the guns that this guy used that killed the two deputies over there in the Sacramento area, was that one of the, did that gun come from Mexico, and was that one of the Fast and Furious guns? They're checking that out. I don't know. But I saw that someplace.
Well, in the headlines as well, there's a surge of first-time gun owners in the St. Louis region. It is one more sign that the entire area is getting ready for the grand jury announcement in the Michael Brown case.
Well, the governor of Missouri has already declared a state of emergency. He's called up the National Guard for this area of Ferguson. But they've found a list of targets, and it wasn't just the courthouse at Ferguson. It was also the brewery. It was like, you know, several other areas too. So they've already started last night. Several people were arrested. The point is, the father of Michael Brown says, no violence, please, no violence. But I think it's gone way past that right now. It's way past that right now. I think if the grand jury comes out and says this guy, the officer should not have charges filed against him, you're going to see riots that are going to be
so if you were in the
stupendous.
Grand-
but the point is it just going to be in Ferguson? Because Ferguson's a kind of a
well, it'll spread out across the country.
Will it? Will
yes,
will
it
they
will.
Riot in, will they riot in Los
what
Angeles?
What happened with Rodney King?
Well, that was mainly an L.A. riot.
Okay, but that's
Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King, it was nationwide. There were riots. But this one right here, is this going to get enough? Will this get enough traction so it starts in L.A. and Chicago and other places that they have riots? Detroit.
Now, if you were on the grand jury, would this be a – would you think this would be weighing heavy on your heart?
Yeah.
Would you feel like you had to make the right decision even though you know the people are going to get killed? Or would you be swayed in order to just kind of like, well, you know, I really think this, but, you know.
Well, you hope.
I don't know.
What you hope is that people have the sense of righteousness.
It can't be bullied. And the feeling is it's going to be bullied.
They've got to make the decision that is correct. The one, if they believe that the policeman should have charges against them, then do that. Not because they're afraid of something somebody says or threats or anything like that. Or if they find that they shouldn't, you know, that they believe what was happened, they believe what was said by the police officer, that they don't put charges against them. And you know what? Then it's up to the community. There's nothing that says the community, you know, needs to riot after this and destroy their areas or the areas there. Anyway, hey, my goodness, we've got to run here. We've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages, after the news.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Obama, as expected, announced last night plans to use his executive authority to shield nearly 5 million illegal immigrants from deportation.
Declaring the immigration system is broken and saying that mass deportations would be impossible and un-American, the president unveiled actions that bypass Congress. He's ordering far-reaching changes to the nation's immigration laws that will protect millions of undocumented residents.
You'll be able to apply to stay in this country temporarily without fear of deportation. You can come out of the shadows and get right with the law.
Republicans are outraged, arguing that the president is exceeding his authority.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Even as the president opens the door to 5 million illegal immigrants, House Speaker John Boehner claims he's slamming the door shut on the notion of bipartisan cooperation.
With this action, the president has chosen to deliberately sabotage any chance of enacting bipartisan reforms that he claims to seek. And as I told the president yesterday, he's damaging the presidency itself.
Political analyst Gary Bauer said while listening to the president's address last night, he was reminded of recent revelations that some Obamacare supporters lied to get the measure passed.
Sadly, I have to say that tonight I think we saw the same thing, and I don't say that lightly.
Also at SRNews.com, with a grand jury decision right around the corner in the Michael Brown shooting case in Ferguson, Missouri, the dead man's father, Michael Brown Sr., is pleading for calm.
I thank you for lifting your voices to end racial profiling and police intimidation. But hurting others or destroying property is not the answer. No matter what the grand jury decides, I do not want my son's death to be in vain.
A grand jury is expected to announce a decision this month on whether Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson will face criminal charges in the shooting death of Michael Brown. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
It's Lumber Liquidators' third annual Yellow and Black Friday flooring sale. Right now, get incredible end-of-year deals before they're gone. There's no better time to get hardwoods, like Brazilian Koa for an unheard-of 40% off, and all bamboo is up to 30% off. Plus, our thickest and best laminates are 25% off our lowest prices, and get 26-month special financing. Even more deals are added daily in our stores. It only happens once a year. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Toyota is recalling nearly 423,000 Lexus luxury cars to fix some leaking fuel lines, it could cause a problem.
The recall affects the 2006 to 2011 GS, 2007 to 2010 LS, and the 2006 to 2011 IS models. Toyota says the cars have fuel lines with nickel phosphate plating that may have caused a gasket to deteriorate and trigger the fuel leaks. Toyota says it has received 6 complaints about leaks, but is not aware of any fires or injuries as a result. Lexus dealers will replace the faulty part at no cost to owners. Linda Kenyon, SRN News.
The snowfall has finally come to an end in Buffalo, New York, but the concerns about flooding and roof collapses are still very much alive. With rain in the forecast, it is feared that the snow on all those rooftops could get even heavier and possibly cause some collapses. It's already happened to a few buildings with just the snow on top. This is SRN News. China and at least one or two other countries are capable of mounting cyber attacks that would shut down the electronic grid and other critical systems in parts of this country.
All of that leads me to believe it is only a matter of the when, not the if, that we are going to see something traumatic.
That is the voice of Admiral Michael Rogers, who heads up the NSA and the U.S. Cyber Command. And he says China and other nations are always probing critical U.S. systems.
What we think we're seeing is reconnaissance by many of those actors in an attempt to ensure they understand our systems so that they can then, if they choose, to exploit the vulnerabilities within those control systems.
That's Admiral Mike Rogers with the NSA. The online streaming service Aereo says it's filed for bankruptcy. The company says an unfavorable ruling from the High Court was too much to overcome. The internet startup made waves earlier this year by letting people record and stream broadcast TV online. The court said they would have to pay licensing fees. That was enough to shut the company down. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05 today, Friday, the 21st of November. What a great day it's going to be, kind of. We're here with Savannah. And, of course, and Linda.
Good morning. Currently good morning. 49 degrees in the downtown studios, 8:05 in the morning. We're going to have 80% chance of rain today. Our highs are going to be around 53 degrees. And tonight, rain. Love that. Our lows are 47. Showers tomorrow with temperatures around 55. Slight chance of showers tomorrow night with temperatures around 42. And Sunday, our highs are 58 with the forecast of mostly sunny. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, you know, at the same time when you go along there is that when it's cold and lonely. But when it's cold out there and it's rainy, and you want to turn on that heating system, I'm sure you have, and you get that kind of a strange smell. Because, well, no, I mean, everybody knows about that.
It's burning off all the junk that's
burning off all the
there,
dirt
yeah.
that's just there. Mm-hmm. And how about your filters? Are your filters clean? Or how about the air ducts? Have you looked underneath your house or the house to make sure those ducts are
D-U-C-T-S.
Yeah, the D-U-C-T-S are pushing the air into where they're supposed to be? Well, if you haven't, who are you going to call? Well, you call Martin, Alliance Heating and Air. We've been in North State for over 20 years. Any make, any model of heating and cooling systems, he does work at our house and is just absolutely
And he crawls
perfect.
Around underneath it, so you got to give him
yeah,
kudos
this is the
for
owner.
That.
This is the owner. I mean, he's got a bunch of people there that can do this. He comes over there, and he likes to keep his hands into it, too. Offers warranties and guarantees, and if you have an emergency, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service, Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. It's time to call them if you haven't yet. It's going to get colder. How'd you like to be in Buffalo right now? Check out the website at homecomfort.org. 7 feet of snow, sweetie. When's the last time you saw 7 feet of snow?
I don't know. I think just the coldest winter I can remember, it was a Christmas, and I always go back to this. It was the best Christmas, but it was the coldest Christmas. Flying back to my brother was going through residency as doctor in Madison, Wisconsin. So I had to fly from Denver, which was then delayed, had to spend the night in Denver, fly to Chicago, and then take a little puddle jumper from Chicago. And I couldn't believe when I was seeing the frost on the plane. It was 80 below wind chill factor. People were dying. You couldn't, you know, it was like ice picks in the face when you walked outside. So I can just imagine a buffalo. But, you know, I'm going on the internet this morning. I'm seeing,
you
like,
hear about mine?
Kids out there. Just let me finish that with the kids out there just playing around, rolling around, making the most. Because kids don't care. They just are out there making the most of, you know, what it is to play in the snow. It's only when we get older that we start to, like, have it say the word bummer. It's a bummer. Well, what was yours?
You know, I cut my fingers trying to open up a beer bottle on the it was terrible.
Are you sure it wasn't your teeth?
No, it was my fingers. And I was trying to open up a beer bottle on the it was in that Christmas season. It was in Thailand on the beach, and I was trying to get the beer bottle open, and I cut my fingers. And then before I realized it was one of those you needed an opener.
Okay.
It was horrendous. I mean, oh. I had to.
That's your Christmas story.
That was it. That was my
your
that
freezing
was, that
Christmas
was my
story.
Freezing Christmas story. There. Okay. We can't just jump
and our poor guests are like, oh, what did I get myself into? What waters am I swimming in this morning?
Well, we tried to lock the door since we're trying to leave right now. Hey, we're here with our friends from Simpson University here, and we're going to be from the School of Education. We've talked a lot. You know, Simpson University is in the process. Well, first of all, they're having
up on our 100th anniversary.
100th Ooh. Anniversary for Simpson, but it's how many years here in...
Since 1989.
Since 1989 in Reading. Wow.
And you're hearing from Dr. Glee Brooks. What a beautiful name.
Dean of the School of Education here. Wow. I tell you what, 29 years here, and we're going to be taught, you know, and one of the people here in our last segment is a teacher at Sequoia and got her degree from Simpson University. And her name was, I think that was Jen Marty.
Jen Marty
went to Simpson and got her degree there.
Yes.
And, you know, here's a disclaimer. I got my, I have my teaching credential, or my, you know, the credentials they give you so you could teach in California. I went through Simpson and got mine. You know,
very good. Carl first got out. Yeah. Then he came back. He was a substitute.
I thought I was going to teach.
Can you imagine him being a substitute?
The kids would love it.
The kids did love it. I'm not sure about the staff, you know, but I wore a tie. It didn't match anything. The, the substitute teaching, I substituted in Latin. Okay. All right, now how much Latin do I know? I tell you, E pluribus unum and semper fidelis, you know, for the Marine Corps. But luckily it was early in the year and they didn't know any either. And I gave extra credit for anybody who could tell me what semper fidelis meant. First class just looked at me with blank, you know, little blank faces.
Turn
you know.
To page 26.
And then but you saw how quick these kids are with UPREP. By the time the second hour started, they knew what it was.
Well, moving right along.
Dr. Glee Brooks is here, Dean of the School of Education. Dr. Richard Harris, Associate Dean of the School of Education.
Good
morning.
Director of Student Teaching. And then Kim Snow, Assistant Director of the Graduate Studies and Mission. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Okay. Dr. Brooks, yes. You know, you must love going over to Simpson.
Because
you live in Mount Shasta.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how long have you been driving? How many years have you been going back and forth here?
22 years.
22 years you've been driving from Mount Shasta mm-hmm. to Simpson. Is that every day?
Every day.
How many miles?
It's an hour each way, so about 60.
Do you do books on tape?
No, I listen to your radio station.
Oh, gosh, I'm telling you right now. I made my month. But it was a good one.
You put 400,000 miles on your cars?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I just watched it turn over last week.
Oh, my gosh.
What? And you're saying that with such a smile. You have such a, just a, like a really infectious smile.
I love the drive, to tell you the truth. It's a peaceful time in the morning, and then I kind of unwind at night, it's good.
It's like a disconnection from your job into now I'm going to go home and cook or go home and do my beds or whatever. Get into my house. Mm-hmm.
There's a
good for you.
Are we looking at a shortage of teachers, Dr.
Absolutely.
Brooks?
Absolutely. Big shortage of teachers. And we're seeing it right now in the last 2 years. The amount of hiring that's going on is just phenomenal. And it's being supported by the research that's going on. And part of it's driven by the fact that so many teachers are my age and older who started in the 70s. And they're retiring now. And there's a bit of a bump up in population as well, school population. And so with the retires, and some districts do a golden handshake, which means retire now. And there are some benefits that come with that. So our teachers are really being snapped up. And that's exciting.
Well, Carl, you may want to think about it yourself.
Well, I'm thinking about it. You know what my goal,
and share with us. Share with us.
I told Linda this a long time ago when we first met. I said my idea, an ideal way to do my next chapter would be a teacher at a small university or a community college. And teach mm-hmm. there.
History.
Political science, history, whatever, and teach. And mm-hmm. I think that would be a thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying occupation. And, you know, because I do like teaching. I mean, 30 years in the Marine Corps, a lot of it is teaching.
Mm-hmm.
It's mentoring and teaching. That's what you do, as you are mentored and taught from senior officers as you're coming up. So, all right, so we're going to have a shortage in teachers, mm-hmm. it looks like. Mm-hmm. And we need to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to talk about that what you're doing. I know you're reaching out to a lot of different agencies around here, a lot of different schools that, to bring in people that are interested in education and teaching. And how I want to talk about how you do that. And about, for the young students, what they're looking at when they're coming in and the curriculum and all of this, that's available at Simpson University.
All right, coming back, our guest, Dr. Glee Brooks, Dean of School of Education, Dr. Richard Harris, Associate Dean of the School of Education and Director of Student Teaching, and Kim Snow, Assistant Director of Graduate Studies and Admissions. It's all about Simpson University when we get back right after these messages on KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Get 0% financing for up to 72 months right now on all new 2015 Kia Optimas and Kia Sorentos at Reading Kia and a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, complimentary lifetime oil changes. See Reading Kia for details. On approval of credit, plus government fees, taxes, any dealer documentation processing charge, and any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale. This offer ends December 3rd. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading, readingkia.com.
So, Chris, December 9th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club is meeting for lunch at Jersey Mike's Subs.
Lunch in a submarine? I didn't know we had a submarine in Reading.
It's a sub sandwich location, not a submarine in the water. Sorry, folks, she tries. Join us for lunch Tuesday, December 9th at Jersey Mike's on Browning Street next to Trader Joe's. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Jersey Mike's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane's efforts.
I think lunch in a submarine would be really cool.
Maybe we could find you one and send you off on a tour for a really long time.
Crossbearers is a free veteran support group for Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. Still dealing with PTSD? Still feeling misunderstood? Missing the camaraderie? Issues with VA paperwork? These are just a few of the issues we can talk about in our group. Crossbearers meets every Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Neighborhood Church in Reading. For more information, contact Rob Garcia at 530-221-5683. Crossbearers, a group for veterans, run by veterans.
It's us. We're on live.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, I'm sitting here talking with the headphones.
Just keep playing.
Carlson is vibe. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. What do you have on your end of your lips?
Well, you know what's happening on December 4th, right? Out at Wind River. Linda's going to be out there at the Wind River Casino and Resort on December 4th, and you're going to be playing with Ladybot and the Bluebirds, mm-hmm. and it's going to be a great night.
Pat Karch on keyboards.
That's right. And you have
Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Varimetti's on drums, and Lou White is going to be.
Lou White's coming in.
We're
it's going to be the
Christmas
show.
Jazz, yeah. Fun. It'll be a great night. Come and join us. You got to make reservations, though.
7 to 9 p.m.
What are the reservations? Number 243.
Go ahead. Do you want to do this?
No, 243-3377.
Well, I guess you do want to do this. Go on. Go on. Who do you ask for? Elements Lounge.
Yes.
If you haven't been out there, you're going to, you know, it's a wonderful time. Get out there. The food's great. It's Romance on the River. And everybody has a great time.
We have some great educators in the room right now. I want to get into topics with
Dr. Glee
and Brooks. Dr. Harris.
That's right. Dr. Brooks, as dean of the School of Education,
Dr. Glee Brooks,
what do you tell people that are looking at coming to Simpson to get their education degree?
Well, we've made sure that it's just the very best program, and we really know that and believe it, and so we prepare really effective teachers, and we know that because the administrators like to hire our teachers, and so not only do they have a really great preparation. They have really hands-on experience in the classroom so that when they step into student teaching, they really feel confident about that. And then we partner with master teachers in the schools who are really great so that by the time they're done with student teaching, they are ready to be hired. And the administrators see them and go, yes, that one. And
do they do that pretty much like that? Because I student taught.
Uh-huh.
It was years ago, but I remember that we went in and we were linked up with another teacher.
Yes,
and they were kind of like our mentor. Mm-hmm. And but yet we ended up it was a pilot program there out of Vanderbilt at Peabody, Peabody College. I don't know if you heard Peabody. Anyway, and we were teaching five classes a day.
Right.
I mean, it's like we were regular teachers there.
Full time, all day long, like you're the hired teacher.
Is that mm-hmm. what the student teachers do mm-hmm. also now?
It starts out with more of the mentoring and the observation of the master teacher before stepping into the role of being the teacher in charge. I wanted to say, you asked me in the beginning what's special about Simpson's education program, and we have an awesome technology component in preparation, and you know how important that is in the schools today. You see a lot of students, classrooms that have iPads, like Gateway School District has right. one-to-one iPads. And so in our technology course, students get an iPad with enrollment as...
They just keep that.
It's theirs to keep, yeah.
Wow. Your
iPad, huh?
And so they learn all of the teaching applications.
Well, today's kids, I mean, is this... I realize things are moving to the technical age, and we're going to have to do that. Mm-hmm. Is there still a place for books? Mm-hmm. I mean, is there? I mean,
absolutely.
Are there? Are we going to see in the next 10 years that your book is this iPad right here, and that every
we're
class that you have
that in some
you already
ways?
Are? Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow, that's I don't know. You know what I realize, you know, so the little kids' backpacks won't weigh 43 pounds when they come to school mm-hmm. because of all the books and everything, mm-hmm. just putting everything on an iPad. Does that do away? Is there drawbacks to that, Doctor?
It's a different experience, isn't it, to read on an iPad? I don't know if you've tried that.
Yeah.
He does it every night.
Yes. Compared to the physical touching of the page.
Yes.
And so...
it's a visceral, different. Mm-hmm. You can't mm-hmm. smell and touch the paper. Mm-hmm. I don't know how.
But the young people today they use and think and feel about technology in a way that we of our age don't.
I'm wondering, okay, let's. I'm going to move this over to Dr. Harris and introduce you, Associate Dean of the School of Education and the Director of Student Teaching, the Administrative Service Credential Program, and the Master of Arts in Education Program. Before coming to Simpson University, Richard worked in Budapest, Hungary, and as Associate Director of the Association of Christian Schools International Europe. He and his wife, June, which is my mother's name, were educational consultants to more than 35 international Christian schools throughout Europe, Central Asia, and the Middle East. He's been an elementary teacher, elementary and high school principal, public school superintendent, college professor, and guest lecturer at a university in Ethiopia. Ethiopia.
That's right.
Wow.
You know,
wow. And here you are in Redding, California.
Of course. This is Utopia.
Love it. Utopia.
Well, you know what? This is. We've talked to several people from Simpson. Their stories are just remarkable. Y'all have worked from all over the world, and now you've ended up here at Simpson University.
Well, you know, Carl and Linda, it's a privilege because we can draw upon all these experiences as we talk to future teachers and future leaders in our schools. And they listen. They said, tell us another story. Well, let's get back to the text. No, another story. Well, here's what the theorists say. Okay, that's good, but how was it way back then when you were a teacher? So we share stories. But, you know, it's exciting to see how they grab a hold of those and then apply them into their school setting and make application to impact the lives of young people today. So what a privilege it is to be at Simpson.
Well, you know, the education program itself, we're talking about the technology. One of the questions is Common Core. Is that part of the system out at Simpson?
Sure, absolutely. It's embedded in our program and the curriculum because the teachers that are coming out and being hired into the schools are expected to know how to teach with the new Common Core standards and the methodology that they're using. Asks for.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Brooks, you've been in education for a while, as Dr. Harris. What do you think about this? You know, we've had guests on that were just, the things they were saying about Common Core were kind of scary. And and others are saying, well, it's the law of the land. And other people are saying, no, it's not really the law of the land. But so what do you all think about it? What kind of impact is it going to have on our kids?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm a positive person, and so I look for what is the good that is in it. It is the law in California, and it is being implemented here. And we will stutter step as we implement it. It takes a while to get strong with it. Teachers are being in service. It's like building the airplane while it's flying. And so it's...
kind of like Obamacare.
Yeah. I guess.
But there are some strong things about it, and that's what I focus on in preparing our teachers. The main thing that we're coming away from in No Child Left Behind with the accountability phase is that... The teaching was more to a very narrow body of knowledge and rote, but it wasn't higher level thinking skills that were called upon in order to do the old way of testing. That's what Common Core is bringing. It's higher order thinking skills, asking questions why, how, if, and so that students have to don't just give an answer or fill in a bubble. They have to justify their answer. And so we're building critical thinkers. And so we're having to retool our lessons and how we teach to ask those questions of the students. And the secondly is then application of this knowledge. So now it's project-based learning activities. Same with math. It's application of the math, not just how good are you at long division or fractions or geometry, but how do you apply it now in a real world?
But if you do, what's 20 plus 10? I mean, I learned it was 30.
Right.
But I understand now from talking to people whose kids are in this that 20 plus 10 isn't necessarily the right answer the way that they have to go through.
20 plus 10, in my opinion, is still 30.
Right.
The question is, though, what are the different ways you can represent that and show it on paper?
How exhausting is that? If you get to the same answer, it's 30. So is this all the gray? It's the gray there's a possibility. The 30 maybe. 20 plus 10 might be a different in another universe.
It's being able to think mathematically in different ways so that you can be more creative with your solutions with problems. Mm-hmm. If we only learn one way to do a problem, then that's our only hammer. Mm. And so being able to have more tools to apply math by saying 20 plus 10 is 30, well, what are other ways can you represent getting to 30 whether it's 5-6 times or something like
and
that.
And so the purpose then behind it in, then for Common Core is to, and just, I'm talking about the math side now, is just to be able to open up the different ways of finding different avenues to come up with the same number and critical thinking.
That's right.
It's big about application with real world problems.
Mm-hmm. All right. Y'all are teaching because that is what's happening out here. So,
but it's the California law. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Kim Snow. She's the Assistant Director of Graduate Studies and Admissions. When we brought up Common Core, I could see, you know, that Kim had, things that, opinions that she needs to share or maybe how you're applying it or what you're seeing. But we have to take a break here in just a minute. When we come back, I think that's a great, go right into that.
Because frankly, you know, a lot of people are down on Common Core. And so
we're frustrated not knowing about it.
And you've kind of come out with that. I mean, this is not what you all are here for, is talk Common Core, though. Maybe someday we'd like to bring you back and do that, because you all are teaching the teachers who are going to have to instruct the kids with it. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott and our friends from Simpson University. We'll be right back.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Fall is in the air, and when I think of a pumpkin latte, I think of Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's. Holiday season is among us. Thinking of a hostess gift or perhaps something for a coworker? Tobacco and Brew carries a wonderful selection of coffee beans, loose tea leaves, and coffee and tea accessories. Tobacco and Brew, locally owned and operated, has been so supportive of our community, so shop local. Check out the largest humidor in the North State. New brands and your favorites always in stock. Tobacco and Brew, and so much more. Open 7 days a week. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
A great commercial. You finished? You didn't mention, though, that Tobacco and Brew really supports veterans' issues and the veterans right here in Redding and Shasta County. In fact, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
Okay, let's go.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past 2 years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Join us on November 22nd and 23rd for a private CCW class to raise money for the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This class is private and limited seats are available. It's also tax deductible, and firearms and ammunition can be provided at no charge to complete the course.
Join us for this great 2-day class by calling 530-999-1822 or visit Northern Firearms at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm stuck in
Carl,
Streets of Fire soundtrack here. Savannah, I'm just having Savannah go on and on and on with them.
It's 1980s,
like this.
Isn't it?
You know, who cares?
No, because somebody asked me, what are your favorite 80s movies?
Well, we can do that.
Songs.
Streets of Fire.
And I said Streets of Fire only because I knew it was yours. So.
It was, Streets of Fire is good. Eddie and the Cruisers. How about Eddie and the Cruisers?
Yeah.
That was great,
How about the Go-Go's?
The who? This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Man's last stronghold. Man's last stronghold. And you will, it's like the Cheers of barbershops. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop. All right.
I love that. You know, I went yesterday when I had my hair done. The girls who are in their probably 30s. We're talking maybe late 20s, 30s. The gals are the stylists. We're talking about how they love Cheers. They miss Cheers. I thought, well, that's really cool because that's like a whole other generation. But there was something that was just kind of like steady. You know, in a world that's ever changing, sometimes you just kind of want like, you know, just even
I want to walk in. I want to sit in the same chair. I want to look up. I want to see these strange animal heads on the wall. I want to see sports. I want to see sports on the TV. I don't want to see Oprah. I don't want to see Dr. Phil. I want to see those. I want to see NASCAR. I want to see, I want to see MMF, people and like this. I want to sit there. That's what I want to do. I'm sorry, but that's kind of like in my barbershop. I want to feel safe. I want to feel safe in my barbershop. I don't want to care about having my hair gelled. No. If I want stuff on my hair, it's called butch wax. You know, and it sticks it straight up in the air, and I can use it as a battering ram if I have to go out the door. That's what I want. I want it to be the same. I want the haircut that I've had for the last 40 years. That's what I want. And you know what? That's what I get. You know, I see other people come in there, and they get their hair cut different ways. I don't care. I want to walk in and say, DC? He says, yes, that's 1.5. I have no idea what 1.5 means. What's 1.5 mean? I think it's the thing, the size, you know, the clippers are going like this.
Yeah.
I don't care. Then they shave around my ears. They shave the back of my neck.
All right.
You don't get that anywhere else. This is the barbershop of the world here. And you want to talk about something? It's all there.
All right. Okay. I think that was a great testimonial, Carl. Well, now, next on our list, we have Kim Snow. She's the Assistant Director of Graduate Study Admissions. Talk to us about the School of Education, your financial aid, how we get information, and what are the qualifications to get in, Kim?
Okay, well, on the admissions side, if a student is interested in earning their teaching credential or a master's in education or our admin credential, they start with me. They can also interact with the School of Education to get information about classes, but qualifications are they need a bachelor's degree. If you've earned a bachelor's degree in any field, you are qualified to apply for any of those programs. So during the application process, you go online to our website and you fill out an online application. You enter the information such as your CBEST registration, which is a state test, your CSET registration, a personal statement letting us know your passion, why you want to teach, a little bit about yourself. And we need official transcripts from whatever colleges and universities you have attended. With all that, we put that together. They meet with the School of Education to get an ed plan interview. And from there, they could be accepted and start school the next semester.
So what I'm getting from today, Carl, is we need teachers.
We need teachers. We always need teachers. We need good teachers.
We need more teachers.
We need good teachers. Mm-hmm. And do you, Dr. Harris, when you're seeing, when you have students coming through, are there students that probably shouldn't be teachers? Do you
absolutely,
see that?
Absolutely.
And so how do you winnow them out?
We have a screening process that's where we would hope every candidate would qualify to go through our program. But one of our huge responsibilities is to identify those who maybe should be in a different profession. And so we look at it the positive way. Say, here, your strengths are somewhere else.
Yeah.
And we're very candid with them.
Well, you have to be because, I mean, if you've got somebody that you just know, when we were student teaching, back when I was student teaching, we were carrying, well, we had shields and spears, but it was still, there was somebody that was student teaching. Every one of us looked at this mm-hmm. person, and we as the other students, and, we, you know, we looked at her and we went, this person should not be in front of people. And,
that's right.
And she went all the way through the student teaching. And I don't know if she ever got her degree mm-hmm. or not, if they certified her or not. But there wasn't one of us who thought that this woman should be in the classroom. And not that we were – I mean, maybe that's being too judgmental, but we also – but we were around her all the time.
Yeah.
And so I was – but I didn't see that university or that school, mm-hmm. kind of putting the blocks on.
That's right. Like, well, we have a great working relationship with our school administrators here in the North State, and they depend on us to send them only the best qualified candidates, because they're out there immediately working with the young people, and the parents expect that as well. So it's a huge responsibility, not only for the future generation, but for that candidate and for that school. So we do have a screening process, not to keep them out, but to get them in and to find their strengths. But those that shouldn't be there, we encourage them to look at some other profession.
Well, I'm glad to hear that this is, you know, I've never thought of Simpson as being somebody that you're churning them through like that. Most, you know, a lot of times where the University of California just voted to raise their tuition by 25% over the next 5 years, which has caused a little bit of consternation out there. Because a lot of times they can't finish their classes in 4 years. I remember when I was going to college, I could finish in 4 years. I mean, it was just, you could do it. But now 5 years and sometimes 6 years for people. What about Simpson?
There's room in our classes. And so students do finish in their undergraduate degree in 4 years. And then our program is undergraduate students can take courses in the credentialing program to speed up their process. But generally, in all of California, teacher credentialing is considered a fifth-year program after you have a bachelor's degree. And students can get their teaching credential in less than a year.
Okay.
Usually they take one other semester, spread it out a little bit more. It tends to work a little bit better for financial aid, but it's possible to do it in...
Yeah, what is that, like 15 hours or something like that? For the credentialing,
it's 32 total.
32 total. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to be re-credentialed?
No, I think once you get it, you're okay, right? Or do you have to every 5 years go back or something?
Let's talk.
Okay, yeah. I think we talked the first time and we went in there, and I was, at least I have little books now that I can still make. And you were so impressed the other day. I was actually able to go on the computer and make a PowerPoint presentation. Anyway, I learned all that at Simpson. Okay, the. Since the amount of teachers, the amount of people that we're needing teachers right now, the percentage of people that when you all graduate in the teaching profession as your nursing profession here is high as far as finding jobs.
Wow, last year was just wild because, for one thing, districts got a little bit more money from the state, and so they were able to increase how many teachers they were hiring. And so they were calling every week, sometimes three times a week. We really need a math teacher now, or an English teacher, social studies teacher, elementary teacher. Please send us names of your highly qualified candidates. And as far as I know, everyone who wanted a job who finished student teaching last year got one. It was just wild. A lot of jobs went unfilled. The other thing is there were at least seven of our people who were in student teaching who got hired while they were student teaching into the job. They hadn't even gotten their credentials yet.
Wow.
And so
that's cool.
That tells you how strong the job market is
right now. And you can do student teaching. It's not just here in town.
Right.
You can do it everywhere, right?
Absolutely. Richard? In fact, we prefer that for the elementary student teachers, they do half of it here, kindergarten one or two. The other half can be anywhere in the world as long as the school is accredited, and that the master teacher has a credential somewhere in the United States. And a lot of students take advantage of that. We have one student right now who's talking about going to Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. And we've had in the past, we've had student teachers in Korea. In fact, presently we do. In Italy and Black Forest Academy in Germany. And so we encourage that. And we're able to work with them from a distance in that regard.
So internationally, I know some up in Alaska and all.
Fantastic.
So you can do that. It's not easy. Is it easier or harder being a teacher now than it was 20 years ago?
Absolutely. I believe in many senses it's easier, but there's a lot more demand. So it's causing the candidate to really be serious about what they're doing. But it's fun. It's fun to be a teacher because you can see how you impact the lives of young people and to see how they come alive. It's a process going through to be that excellent teacher, but once you get out there, of course there's the BITSA program, the first 2 years of their teaching, they get additional training, and there are statistics that show that those who go through that kind of training, they're in for life.
So how many teachers drop out in the first 3 or 4 years, would you say, Claire?
Well, the statistics say that those who don't have a BITSA type program, a beginning teacher support program, mm-hmm. 50% drop out within the first 5 years. And
wow.
So BITSA came along and gave them that first 2 years of support. Now 96% are still in the profession after 5 years.
Okay,
because
and that's
of that,
that
support.
Basic teacher support mm-hmm. Right. group. Well, mm-hmm. that I guess that makes sense because I think that some of the people going out in some of the classrooms today, they're tough classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
If I could choose for you, Carl, I would want you to be a junior high, 7th or 8th, because I think this is a time when children start to choose the path they're going on in life. It's when you start coming into your sexuality, or, you know, what do I do with all this stuff and hormones or whatever? And am I going to follow a path? Am I going to go down the wrong path? I think this is what happens in that age group. And that would be great for structure and goal achievement and having great mentorship. 7th and 8th grade for me personally.
You mean the students would do that for me?
Well, I just think that's the age of 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
What, I've taught
13.
I was able to substitute teach here in Reading, and just had. I didn't have a bad experience. I mean, even out at juvie,
I got a call every day.
Yeah, I got a call. You know what? If you want to be a substitute teacher and work every day, mm-hmm. you can do that in mm-hmm. Reading. At least that was my experience. And I taught in every level from 4th grade to 4th grade. Or sixth grade over at UPrep to Juvie Hall, which is an interesting area. Mm-hmm. Out at Oasis, which is even more interesting. Enterprise, Shasta, every place, Pioneer, all those places. And it is an interesting time and an interesting way of life. I like education. I think it is so important that our children start off right.
What was your favorite? What was your favorite grade?
I really liked the 6th graders. They were just bright, and they were teaching. You know what? They were studying things at UPrep over there, and I'm sure at all the 6th grades are like this. That they were teaching. They were learning things. I'm looking on the wall, and I'm looking. I thought, gosh, that was high school when I was going back to high school. I saw mm-hmm. the same things, and I'm thinking, are they teaching them in 6th grade now?
Hmm.
What we used to learn in high school. I don't know. Dr. Harris,
it's dropping down.
Are they?
They certainly are.
Jeez, I mean that's something else. Hey, got to take a break. We're here with the the head people of the education, the School of Education over at Simpson University.
The assistant dean.
Yeah, we have Dr. Glee Brooks, who is dean of the School of Education, Dr. Richard Harris, associate dean, and Kim Snow, assistant director of graduate student admissions. So we want to get on there. We've got somebody on the line.
Mac, hold on. We'll see you
right after the break here.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
There's nothing like being home for the holidays. Yet our animal shelter is full of wonderful dogs and cats that may not have a home of their own this holiday season. During the months of November and December, Haven Humane Society is challenging the community to give 200 shelter pets a home for the holidays. Adoption fees are discounted up to 50%. Please give a shelter dog or cat a place to call home this holiday season. Follow our challenge on Facebook and visit Haven Humane Society at 7449 East Side Road to bring home the greatest gift of all this holiday season.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, it's Friday. You know what, Friday? What do we like about Friday so much? Well, I tell you what.
Matt, hang in there.
One of the things we really like about Fridays is it's the end of the week, and we can start, you know, we start off
we get
with
goofy.
A little. We do. We're goofy at the end of the week anyway. And if you want to buy the station, it's probably a good time to come in right now. Right now, between 8:45
well,
and 8:47 to come in, and the first person with $12. No, I'm just kidding, of course. But it's a good way. We want to finish up the week. We usually try to have some, you know, something that's positive and all that. So let's go to the phones. Mac, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah,
thank you. You too, Mac.
You know, we're just thrilled about our daughter, Talitha, is a teacher down in Corning at Kirkwood Elementary School, and she was named Teacher of the Month this year. And we're on the subject, and I just wanted to say how proud Cindy and I were of her.
Well, that's cool. That you know what, teachers are so important to our to what we're doing in life, and we had a
teacher
we
of the
talking
year.
About
huh?
it. We were
teacher of the month.
Teacher of the month at Corning.
Yes, Kirkwood Elementary School.
Oh, that's just great, Mac. You know what? Yeah. That's and you know Kim's got a, you know one of the things we were talking about during the break, and this goes directly to your daughter, was about teachers, and Kim.
Well, what I was saying is that there are some fantastic teachers out there. I have five children, so I've been through quite a few teachers raising my children. I have a daughter in high school right now. And those fantastic teachers make such a difference. And it's not really going to matter whether Common Core or traditional education is implemented. They're going to be fantastic teachers no matter what. They just have the talent for teaching.
She loves getting up in the morning and going to work, and she asked her grandfather one time, Carl, who's a commander aviator in the Navy, Granddad, when are you going to retire? And he says, when I get up in the morning and don't want to go to work, and that's exactly what he did.
Wow.
So she just loves getting up in the morning, and she loves coming home, too. But.
Well, you know what? You know, that is exactly what we need, and this is kind of what we're talking about today is that We have to have teachers that do love to go to work, that understand the concepts, that, you know, if it's Common Core, if it's by rote, that they make it fun and they make it easy to understand.
That's right.
And our kids grow from there, Mac. And it sounds like your daughter has got the right, she's right on there.
Yeah, you've met her up there at Anselmo's. The only bummer is, though, is that she made more money at Anselmo's than she did at teaching.
Well, you know what that is? Well, yeah, unfortunately, starting out, it's like that, and they're going to. But I'm sure that, you know, as she goes through there, that it's, you know, but you know what? It's not just money, though, is it, Mac?
No, it's not at all. And the kicker is that she teaches 6th, 7th, and 8th grades, and talk about having your hands full.
I imagine that's what Linda was just talking about, that this, you know, because they have so much to say about what happens in the mentoring of them and putting them on the right foot forward. So yeah, and your daughter is right there on the, I mean, she's like right in the front line. She's at the point of the sword, isn't she?
Yeah, and she loves it. One of the parents came up to her the other day and said, we've seen you teaching down here for 2 or 3 years, and we want to know if you'd be the godparent of our daughter.
Wow.
You know, brought tears to my eyes because she's such a great girl and just a great teacher, and she loves it.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, Mac, thanks so much for the phone call. What a great way to finish up the week here with something like that. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Miss seeing you guys, but we'll get together
soon.
Hey,
you know what? When it's going to open up again. And
I know.
Come on down. We'll have coffee sometime, Matt. Come on. Come on in.
Okay. All right. Talk to you guys later.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. I want to do a shout-out where we're talking about teachers. Ron Klinkenberg. I went to Jonas Salkin at Sacramento for junior high. And, Ron, you know, again, that's where I talk about the 7th and 8th grade, because going from 6th grade, Star King was a 6th, you know, I had to move. So I was with a whole different group of people. We did, like, a different grade school, different junior high. So I didn't have the same group of people around me. So Ron Klinkenberg was a social studies teacher who also taught band. And I was always had, you know, music in my blood, but I didn't know what to do with it. And so he was my Mr. Holland's opus. He was the guy who said, hey, what, you know, he did a rhythm test or something where, like, with an eraser pencil and, you know, can you tell me, you know, if the X's or whatever. So we did this thing and he said, you have really good rhythm. Have you ever thought about, you know, playing an instrument? Well, no. So he literally got one of the school instruments, which was a saxophone, and let me take it home and then let me be part of the band. So there I was, and how you would become your second or first chair was your rhythm. He would change up these rhythm tests. So I played in band, and I felt like he was the teacher that helped me believe in myself. You know, you have your family structure, and that's, you know, it starts at home. I love my family. But it still is that you're going to school and you're trying to figure out who you are. And, you know, it's kind of like, do you hang out with the good crowd or the bad crowd? You just don't know. You know, you're trying to figure it out. And he was the guy who, you know, just really helped me really have faith in myself. And he also was a photography teacher. And then he ended up marrying a home ec teacher. It was such a great story.
They had
story.
Little teacher babies.
Oh, they were just cool. They were so cool. And I just loved him. And later on, I did a concert in Sacramento years later. And I invited him to be my guest. And I dedicated my show to him to say that you are the person that helped me become, you know, helped me to believe in that I could just do anything.
No, you know, but that's the teachers.
That's the teacher.
And what we just heard was somebody asking a teacher to become the godmother of their child.
Oh!
I'm here, of course, with Dr. Glee Brooks, the Dean of School of Education of Simpson, Dr. Richard Harris, Associate Dean of the School of Education, and Kim Snow. And Kim's, of course, her comment was about 5 kids. It's the teacher that counts. And then Mac, who called about his daughter. But Dr. Brooks, you're... Simpson is going into the future, too. You're not just sitting back and just going. Now you're going to new programs. Can you tell us a little bit about that in our last 4 minutes?
Sure. We're interested in developing an online master's degree for educators. And one of the things that we care deeply about is that education is a people business, a relationship business, and the kind of master's degree we want to create is one that has real-time video conferencing, real-time talk between the professor and the student. It's not asynchronous where you just receive the syllabus and the assignments and you work by yourself silently, or you log in and type in some responses for other classmates to see. It's real-time, face-to-face, and so that we build relationships in that process, and we spar with each other about important issues, and that's part of growing, and that's what we're going to feature in our online master's degree program.
Wow. You know, are we ever going to see, and I asked you this, you know, I asked you during the break, are we ever going to see a spot where it's just going to be a teacher sitting in front of a video camera or in front of his computer and Skyping to his whole class?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are. I think they're already there, in fact, in many cases.
A lot of places.
So it's, I mean, and so are you going to see like a university where you have the administration, but it's all, the whole university with 12,000 students could be in a place that's about the size, you know, like that has 6 offices or something like that? Because everybody's going to be teaching from their homes or.
Well, I know that that exists already.
Is that going too far?
No, it already exists, but it's whether or not it's meeting the needs of the learner, and if it's satisfying to the teachers and to the students. And so
you need to see the I think you need to be able to talk to the teacher.
Absolutely.
And feel like to make a contact with them, because once we start doing that, I mean, then it becomes so impersonal. It's like I hate to say this, but it's like dropping a bomb from 20,000 feet. It's so impersonal. And so when you, I think that as a good teacher needs to be able to look at their students in the eyes. Right.
Our class sizes are small. We know each student by their name. We know their problems, their celebration. We celebrate with them. They know us by name, and that's important to us.
It is.
It's very important to us.
Well, you know, technology can only go so far.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you can never take out the human.
It's still about relationships when it comes to teaching.
Well, you know what? I'm glad that I'm so happy that y'all came in today to talk about the teachers program, because we need good teachers, and y'all have reached, I know you've touched base with all the different counties and the school administrations around here, Glee. And I know Dr. Harris is you know, pushing them through there, and Kim signing up people. How many people are in the how many people are in the teachers program right now?
Total 150 in all of our education programs.
Wow. Oh, does that include
the masters and the administrative credential?
Okay. We probably have 75, 80 in the teacher credentialing program.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Maybe more like 90.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. Mm-hmm. Dr. Glee Brooks, Dr. Richard Harris, and Kim Snow.
You're welcome.
They're from
Thanks
Central
for
University.
Having us, everybody.
Well, you know, and thanks for talking a little bit about putting maybe a different look at Common Core, because mm-hmm. it's, you know, everything we've pretty much heard has been on the negative side. So
sure.
It's a little bit different with the idea. And again, as Kim says, it's the teacher. So we want great teachers.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you so much for being with us.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
And a great Thanksgiving.
Carl and Linda.
Yeah, well, speaking of a great weekend, this has got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, you're going to be teaching shooting classes Saturday and Sunday.
And all the proceeds are going to Liberty on the Border.
Liberty on the Border for Turtle Bay. Thanks for everybody for listening and for supporting KCNR.
Yeah.
And Savannah, have a great weekend.
Yeah, and stay out of trouble. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Won't be turned around.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The top House Republican says President Obama's unilateral action on immigration, completely bypassing the legislative branch, goes too far.
The president has taken actions that he himself has said are those of a king or an emperor, not an American president.
House Speaker John Boehner vows to fight Mr. Obama's action. The president, meanwhile, preparing to hit the road today to sell his immigration agenda.
Now that he's unveiled his go-it-alone approach on immigration, the president is embarking on a sales mission to confront Republican opposition and to win the trust of immigrants to participate. His first stop is a rally this afternoon at the Las Vegas High School, where he launched his 2013 drive for an overhaul of the immigration system.
SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston. At least a dozen deaths are blamed on the storm that dumped so much snow across parts of western New York. In the Buffalo suburb of Cheektowaga, Mike Bruce tells